Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got a lot of cool text messages regarding the Laurel and Yanny thing, including the best meme that I saw yesterday. Brad sent it to us on the text. And it's the picture of that black and blue dress. You remember that?
Yellow and is golden white.
Or is it golden white? Depends on what you see. But it says, Laurel called. She wants her dress back Yanny Day now.
We laughed all night.
We have the dress, by the way.
Yeah, we have the dress.
We have two of them.
It's black and blue was the actual dress. Did they ever make it in white and gold, Cheddar? Do you know?
I think
they should have.
They should.
They should have.
Yeah.
That's a pretty dress. It's an elastic.
It's like a bandage dress, technically.
Are all dresses
you in?
Are all dresses this thick?
No, it's just by definition a bandage dress, so it's supposed to hold you in.
You have a wife, dude. You should know
what
how thick dresses are.
Yeah, I don't put them on. So
no,
she puts them
what
on.
You take them.
You put it on now?
Yeah, I think you guys should bet on something, and whoever loses wears it.
Well, Al's already got the bet going on, and
Al, can you imagine if you had that on at 2 a.m. at CVS,
Al,
wherever you went?
We'll make this offer for you since you got the do-over prom in San Antonio coming up, and if you don't lose the weight, you have to wear a crop top tuxedo shirt like Zeke Elliott from the Dallas Cowboys, or we will offer you up the black and blue dress.
Well,
that looks like a nice prom dress for you.
I am not going to lose the bet, so I don't mind taking that bet.
Okay.
I'm not
going to
lose.
Look at you, sir.
I'm not going to lose it.
So you want to do the dress instead of the crop top?
Sure. I'm not going to lose. I'm putting those tuxedo pants on, brother.
Whether you can zip them or not?
I'm going to have them zipped and fastened and everything.
Yeah. Okay. It has to fit.
They fit.
That was the thing.
Yeah.
Had to fit. We'll announce the names for our Florida Family Flyaway coming up here in about 15 minutes. If you signed up at KidNation.com, first one to call us back out of the three names we call out, we'll win the trip. And everybody's really excited about season 2 of 13 Reasons Why. The music alone makes me sad. Puts me in this weird place. But it makes me also kind of happy. And our TV expert from the Channel Surfing Podcast, Anna's here.
Hello.
She also runs Kid TV. So if you're watching Kid TV while we're on, she's doing all that good stuff right there for you.
Yes.
And you were really excited about this interview.
Yes, I was really, really excited. We got to talk to a different actor from 13 Reasons Why, like when the first season came out.
Yeah.
And so then we got to talk to Christian Navarro, who plays Tony this time around. And I'm so excited because I've been just waiting for season 2, it feels like.
It's been, I feel like over a year, right?
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about the show.
Yeah, so the show, it's a Netflix original. It's the one that's executive produced by Selena Gomez. And it does deal with, like, triggering kind of, like, teen suicide. It's about a girl that committed suicide, and then she leaves behind 13 tapes, kind of, like, explaining why. And so each episode in the first season focuses on a different character and a different tape and one of her different, quote-unquote, reasons as to why she did it.
And every person is a reason. So if you get these tapes, you contributed to what led to her.
Oh, wow.
Doing that. Yeah, I mean, it's a heavy show.
It's heavy. It's dark.
Yeah, that's tough.
And every time you're just sitting there wondering, what did I do to her? Or if you're the character, what did I do to her to make, what did I do? Is it my fault entirely? It's a great show.
Yeah, it really makes you think twice about how you treat other people.
Yeah.
So.
Words and actions do matter.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, who does Tony play?
So Tony's kind of like, in a way, like the secret keeper. Like, he's the one that has all the tapes. And so the season focuses on Clay, and he's like the last one to get all of the tapes. And Tony's the one that kind of like helps him along like the whole season. He kind of like knows all the answers to Clay's questions but won't answer them. He was like the only one that kind of like really like knew Hannah, the girl that committed suicide, and all of that. So he's kind of like a really, really big part in the show. He's great.
Yeah. So you got to talk to him.
I did get to talk to him. And so one of the things I asked him was since the show does deal with teen suicide and all that, a lot of people like disagreed with it. A lot of people didn't like the way it was handled in season 1. And so I asked him if they handled it any differently in season 2. Do you think season 2 handled it any differently than it was in season 1?
I think they were very diligent the first time around. Netflix, Paramount, and Anonymous Content, the producing partner, and very responsible. I think they've gone even further for season 2. There's a new website out there. that Netflix has released with more information, more links for resources for people who are struggling with some of these issues that we deal with in our show. They've included a video before every episode, a trigger warning of sorts, in which the actors inform the audience of more resources and links that they could follow. So I think they've been even more diligent and even more responsible this year.
So they're more responsible this year. They got a video before the episodes. I'm sure the website's different.
Yeah, they like added a bunch more like resources for people that are watching it, or they know someone that's struggling, kind of mm-hmm. like that.
That's good.
Which they didn't really do like in the first season. So in the second season, they kind of were like, okay, we need to do this. Like, yeah. Add a lot of like trigger warnings so people kind of like know what they're watching.
Yeah.
And then something cool that he did was. So to get into his character for season two, because there's kind of like a time lapse from the first season to the second season, he actually wrote a song, like in the point of view from his character, which I thought was really, really cool. It's a really nice song. So I asked him about that whole like creative process. I heard your song, Hello Again, that you wrote in the point of view from Tony.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it is a beautiful, beautiful song. I highly, highly enjoy it. Highly recommend it. What gave you the idea to write a song in the perspective of your character?
Well, there's a time jump between seasons. It's about 5 months, I believe. And so when we were starting to film, I wanted to explore creatively that time in between. And I was on the phone with a friend, Vantaria, who's an incredible songwriter, singer-songwriter, in her own right. And she suggested maybe writing a song. And it was something that we did, playfully and as a creative expression. And then when we were done with it, we thought maybe it would be something people would like to hear. So we released it. I don't know if I'll necessarily be releasing any other music ever, but it was really fun to work on this one.
So he'll never release any more music?
I know. It's a really, really pretty song. It's just like...
Hello again, my dear. It's only been a year. And I wish you were here. Wish you were here.
I like it.
I know. So it's basically a song about like coping with like the loss of a friend. So it's really pretty. So I'm kind of bummed that he said he wasn't really going to release more music, but that's okay.
One and done, baby.
Yeah. But so season one kind of like if you watch it like at the end, it kind of leaves you just like wondering.
What's going to happen?
I just had so many questions. I had so many theories about what was going to happen in season two. Like, I feel they just, like, left me just, like, not knowing. It was just kind of annoying, but that's okay. And so I asked him what I could look forward to in season two. Is there anything about season two that you can tell me that maybe, like, I should be, like, most excited for? Or, like, will my questions get answered?
I mean, truly, from the bottom of my heart, I believe we're putting out a better product than the one we put out last year, and I was extremely proud of season one. I just think that everything about season two is stronger and better. So I'm really excited. I can't tell you too much. I don't want to give too much away, but it has to do with the trial. Olivia Baker is in school for her daughter's death, and we'll explore a lot of different perspectives from some of the events that we come to know in season one.
So it's basically, and I never watched the show, but it's basically taking up where the last season left off. We're not dealing with another person's
after the last tape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then you're wondering, like, wait, that's it? You don't. We need closure. What happens to this bad guy? What happens to this good guy? What happens to her?
Yeah, I think in the second season, like, her parents are like suing the school, so they kind of show like the trial and like kind of all the aftermath of what happened in season one. At least that's what I've gotten from, like, the trailers and all that.
Does it come out at midnight tonight?
I assume so.
Right? It does, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just there.
It just appears.
Yeah.
I'm so excited, though. That's, like, all I plan to do this weekend, honestly. I told him, I was like, I'm just going to binge watch it this weekend. He goes, ooh, good luck. Because I guess it's, like, so dark.
Heavy.
Yeah, it's heavy.
Yeah, but I always wonder if I want to watch a show like this, because...
It puts you in a weird... It really does.
I can tell, just talking about it, listening to him and knowing what I know about it, and... I wonder. I mean, I wish I was passionate about it, but I don't know. It kind of scares me.
It shows the good, the bad, and the really ugly.
Get outside for a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, like the show, the sun.
Yeah.
The other show that you like, This Is Us.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
You know, it just. I just don't know if I want to be in a spotlight.
A sad space.
Because you always tell me how you're crying at the end of every episode. I'm like,
you need a good cry, Al.
Yeah.
Have 13 you had a good cry lately?
No, I haven't had a good cry lately. Maybe I need a good cry.
Maybe you do. And by the way,
yeah, I was having a little sleep.
Netflix releases shows at 3 a.m. Eastern time, 12 a.m. Pacific.
Okay.
So they wait till Pacific time is at midnight, and that's when they release it. So 13 Reasons Why will be out tonight. Anna's going to be binge-watching it, so I'm sure you'll give us a little review next week.
Sure will.
It's always worth saying 800-273-8255 if you are dealing with struggles.
That is a national suicide.
The National Suicide Prevention Hotline.
Yeah, and absolutely, call them. They'll talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's free. They don't give your name out. Nobody's going to know anything, and hopefully they'll help you out and get you in the right state of mind, because trust me, you want to talk to somebody. It's not something you want to do, because we will miss you. Thank you, Anna.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We appreciate you. And if you want to head on off to Florida,
yeah,
we'll make it sunny for you here. We'll brighten it up.
There you go.
We got a trip to Florida. We'll announce three names. First one in, we'll win the trip next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time for our Florida Family Flyaway. If you signed up at KidNation.com, get ready to dial, because we're going to announce three names. First one in wins the trip. It's that simple.
Uh-huh.
And if you want in on this and you're like, wait, how are you going to get my name? Go to KidNation.com and sign up. You only have to do it once, and then you'll be in the running to win the trip tomorrow.
All right.
So easy.
So there's still a chance. And if they don't call back within 10 minutes, we will open it up for everyone. So that even if you didn't sign up, there will be a chance for you. But we've been 100% so far with the names.
Yeah, we have. Mm-hmm.
Big Al Mack, can you do the honors, please?
Certainly. Ashton Seguin, Camry Taylor, Olivia Olvera. Olivia Olvera, Camry Taylor, and Ashton Seguin.
Or Sagan.
Seguin.
Seguin, maybe?
Seguin.
Sagan.
Could be.
Maybe Sagan.
The phone number is 800-KID-LIVE. That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
First one in. When's the trip?
Maybe it'll be Ms. Sagan.
I only know Sagan because they're the hockey player guy.
Sagan?
I wasn't familiar with that name. So since I was up at 11 o'clock last night, and I've been up ever since.
Yes, Al.
One thing I did while I was up, I did laundry. And I washed.
Where's the marble?
You did laundry,
my man.
That's what you're going to say?
You did literal.
I literally
gotcha.
Did laundry. And I washed the most comfortable sheets in the world from Brooklyn. These sheets are even more comfortable now that I've washed them. Y'all,
it's softer with every wash.
Maybe that's why you couldn't sleep out, because you're so comfortable, you're just taking it all in.
I'm just soaking it.
I just love this.
I'm just soaking it all in. Brooklinen Sheets was named the winner of the best of online bedding. Who knew there was such a category by Good Housekeeping? I had no idea.
And you know it's good because Good Housekeeping is the one that said it's good.
Right. You know, and trust it.
It's luxury bedding, underpriced. You've got to try these. I never thought I
would
be
good.
Talking about how comfortable sheets were. They really are. And they got something that I had never even knew existed. A duvet cover. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
I mean, you have to cover your duvet, so you need a cover for it.
You can mix and match the patterns.
Yeah.
Different. It's beautiful. It's like if you desire that loft kind of feel, that's what I'm kind of going for with the sheets in my daughter's room. And so you can get like the window pane pattern, the polka dots, the solids, and mix and match. You don't have to stick with one thing.
And I always have white, even though you have to wash white, and I have a black dog. I don't know why I do it. I just love crisp white bedding. But I love these. And the best part about these sheets, though, is that, you know, we spend so much time trying to find luxury sheets, but they're so expensive when you walk into the store that you're like, oh, maybe one day.
Yeah.
But these are affordable. This husband and wife started this company to make luxury sheets affordable, which is great.
The tip I've gotten is to invest in something, you have to invest in your bed and your bed sheets. That's the most important thing, because sleep is what we all need. And if we don't get a good night's sleep, we have awful days.
A third of our lives.
Yeah, look at
that.
Get $20 off now and free shipping when you use the promo code KID, that's KIDD, at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen, brooklinen.com, promo code KID, KIDD.
Now, Big Al, I may have found a reason to why you couldn't sleep last night.
Hmm.
We have to take a look at the moon, I think.
Is there something going on? Because I haven't been sleeping, and I'll be honest, I drank NyQuil.
Maybe. So let's.
I'm just gonna. I seriously stopped to buy some at the pharmacy because I'm out of my sleeping medication. I haven't slept much for three nights. Is there something going on?
One reason for bad night's sleep, and I don't know because I haven't been looking up at the sky at night. The moon. Swiss scientists found that around the time of a full moon, people sleep less. An average of 20 minutes take longer to fall asleep. You sleep less soundly. They also found our bodies spend less time in deep, slow wave sleep. So the full moon I don't know if it was full yesterday, but that could be the reason right there.
I don't know.
It might be.
Because there was, I know there was one a couple days ago.
It affects your body's fluids.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't have any trouble sleeping. So I'm throwing the whole case study off.
Oh, really? Because I was going to wonder, because lack of sleep can make you forget things. And I heard you forgot something yesterday,
Kelly. Oh, gosh.
Kelly.
I'm tired. And I've got a lot on my brain. Well, you know, we move. Like, not even 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And until then, my daughter took the bus. But now that we've moved just a mile east, she's off that bus route. So she has to be driven and picked up from school. By 2:45, by 3 o'clock, they have to take them off to somewhere I don't know because I've never had this happen before.
Left kid.
At 1 minute till 3, after I've gotten out of the shower and I'm standing there, about to blow dry my hair in the very hot bathroom because our air conditioner went out.
Oh, really?
Oh, sorry.
That's what happens when you buy a house.
And they're painting another part of the house. I'm high on fumes. I've got so much stuff going on. I'm suddenly...
What happened?
I forgot to pick up Emma Kelly from school.
You forgot your daughter?
At 1 minute till. It's just not part of my regular... You know, it's just... I don't know.
I think that every parent does that at least once, right?
At least.
At least.
So I'm... And he said, I'll go get her. Just, you know, so I call Emma Kelly, you know, who always has her phone hidden somewhere in her stuff. It goes straight to voicemail. So I'm like, oh, panic. I call the school office. They laugh at you because you're this panicked mom. They're like, that's okay. Here she's coming inside right now. We'll just let her sit in the office until Alan got there. I felt horrible. But
did she give you a hard time?
She didn't. I think, you know, normally I think, ma'am, she would have given me grief, but I think she could see how upset I was and disappointed in myself. And we've had just so much going on lately that she gave me a break on it.
Really?
Yeah.
She could have used that to her advantage.
Yeah, she never told her, you don't love me anymore, anything like that.
Yeah.
Completely forgot.
You know, it would really solve this if you bought me a whatever.
Squishy.
A car.
She wants to earn money now so she can buy more squishies, Jenna. At least it's not... Glitter, slime.
The slime
that she was doing.
What are the squishies?
Squishies are like stress balls, basically, but the more expensive ones, they're slow rising, and they come in all different shapes, like bananas and panda bears and ice cream
cones. So the squishier, the better.
The squishier, the better. The more slow rising, the better. You squeeze them 3 times and the material starts to crack, but it doesn't matter. She has them displayed everywhere. She goes online and watches kids... showing their new squishies and squeezing them and showing how slow they go. Well,
maybe that's why she was so chill yesterday. She's just been squishing.
Addicted to the squishies. Yeah. I'm like,
she's all relaxed.
Do you have a squish room at your house now?
Her room. And I'm like, how many more squishies do you want to buy?
I don't know. That's
it's
weird.
Such a waste of money, but it's her money. I'm not. I buy
like the new
for
Beanie
her.
Babies or something. I guess.
I don't know if any other parents, and it's not like. Slime where it's a mess everywhere. Yeah. It's just a bunch of squeezy things everywhere. But that's her thing. Wow.
Squishy.
Bunch of squeezy things.
And honey, I spent my money. I wasted my money, not my parents' money. She gets birthday money or whatever. I blew mine on Duran Duran stuff, so I can't really fault her for blowing her money on ridiculous things.
Yeah,
it's her money.
Yeah, that's true. I blew mine on my bicycle. I mean, just accessories for your bicycle. You know, like, I have a light. Tail light, had the little thing that you put on the spokes, had the radio. I had everything on my bike.
Her thing is squishies and phone cases. She has a collection of phone cases. I'm like, how many phone cases do you need?
Those things are expensive.
No, not when you go get them at the mall and stuff, those little knockoff places.
Okay. When I was a kid, I used to blow my money on just dinner.
Back when you were a poor Mexican boy.
Just a simple hot dog from AM PM, the gas station.
Yeah.
Really?
Wednesdays were the best days.
Yeah.
Why?
He's parked right out.
They had 29 cent hot dogs.
Oh wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
So you could buy more than one.
That dollar I made every week went a long way on those days.
Did you have to save a hot dog?
How'd you
to
make
last
that
year?
Dollar?
I don't want to tell you, John.
How'd you make that dollar?
Oh, no.
I can't tell you.
How'd you make your money?
How did I make money when I was a kid?
Yeah.
I would mow the lawn to my teachers sometimes.
Yeah. Hmm.
What else?
I did it that way.
I thought you sold Chick-fil-A.
When I lived in Mexico, my cousin and I, there was a pharmacy by my grandma's house, and I'm not proud to admit this, but we would take the Chiclets. Because they would leave them outside when they were loading them back in. Sometimes there was a
you
box
stole
left
Chiclets?
Out. Unfortunately.
You stole and sold them.
And that,
this is the first time you're admitting this.
Right.
So we would.
Entry level dealer
it
stuff.
Was outside, so we were
that
kids.
That doesn't mean it's free.
I'm like 7.
You still know right and wrong at 7.
I did.
But you need to go back to that store.
It doesn't matter.
Store.
He was hungry.
I
was
make good on that.
Well, you get it.
We're proud of it. You know it was bad, but you were hungry. You knew what you had to do.
At the very least, we need to call them right now.
Yeah.
As soon as we do this contest.
I guarantee you that pharmacy is not open anymore.
Well, if they're not open, it's because of you. You put them out of business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would go there all the time and buy my grandma's cigarettes for her. So they got money.
That's how you justify it?
I bought this, but I stole this.
I love this. Listen to how crazy it is.
You weren't even able to buy the cigs.
They let me buy cigarettes.
It used to be you could when you were kids. We used to be able to do that. Then they changed the laws.
I was like 6, 7, 8 years old.
I bet in Mexico you still can, probably.
Cigarettes. No questions asked. No ID, nothing. No, how old are you? Nothing.
It's for your grandma. They assume it's for an adult.
Well, I told them it was for my grandma, but what if I'm just a smoking child?
You drive her car?
Drove her car over there?
My grandma must cough. Smoking the cigarettes.
Oh, is the time up? I think we have our first No Call No Show.
No way.
Yes, this hasn't happened.
Wow. So what does that mean, JC?
That means that, first of all, Ashton Sagan, Camry Taylor, and Olivia Olvera are not going to be going to Florida.
Shame.
Yeah, I know.
Shame. And they have no friends listening to call them. Right?
We told you that you need to be listening at a certain time.
And you need to have friends.
And you need to have some friends to tell you. So that means the only way they can win that trip now is to call in. It's open for everybody. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What caller number would you like, Jenna?
Oh, I would like 13. Let's do 13.
All right, caller number 13. You get to win this trip next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We called out three names, and for the first time this week, we didn't get them to call us back, which means we opened it up to you, Kid Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking for caller number 13 for a Florida family flyaway. Brandy, are you there?
I am, yes.
Brandy, congratulations. You're caller number 13. You go to Florida! Yeah!
Yay!
I just woke up my newborn for this.
Oh, you just woke up your newborn? Is that what you said?
I did, yes.
I don't remember it. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Kids don't remember stuff until they're like 4 or 5, so you're good.
You think?
Yes. I think.
Speaking of four.
Well, I have 3 children, so he's my easy one.
Aww. Okay. Well, you could take your 3 kids because this is a trip for 4 to the Sheraton Bay Point Resort. Is located in Northwest Florida, and it is, yes ma'am, is a AAA 4 diamond rated golf course and spa resort. Yes, it's on St. Andrews Bay. You get a 4-day SUV rental. You get round trip air for 4 to Panama City. Oh, you're gonna have so much fun. This place has 320 rooms.
Look at that.
Pick one.
How about that? You have your choice.
That sounds perfect. Thank you.
Are you married?
I am, yes.
All right. Well, at least take your husband and pick 2 kids.
Yeah. Yes. One of the kids is going to have to stay.
I think the baby can go for free.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. They fly for free. That's right. And then you just got to put them in the bed or.
Oh, my gosh. Free
pack and play.
Right. This is all courtesy of visitflorida.com. Have fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
And, Brandy, one last question. Did you, had you signed up for the trip? For the giveaway?
I have not.
Awesome. You got lucky. You're one of the lucky ones.
But yes, thank you.
Thank you, Brandy. You hang on, and we'll get you all set up. But Brandy wouldn't have been able to win if it weren't for them calling back. So if you want to have a double chance,
that's right.
Give yourself more of an opportunity to win this trip. Go to KidNation.com and sign up. You only have to do it one time, and then you'll be all set up just like that. Boom. We have another one for you tomorrow. It's 7:20 Central. Yes, Big Al?
What?
You said oh.
Mm-hmm. He said boom.
Boom. Boom. Oh, yeah, boom.
No, I was like, what did I say?
I don't know what you said. The boom. Real quick, if you're a dog owner, I was reading the Canine Journal.
Yes.
And they came out with which dog breed bites the most.
Oh, boy.
And believe it or not a pit bull. A lot of people hate on the pit bull. It's
probably
not the
yappy dogs.
Kelly, you're right on the money.
Yeah, they nip.
The dog most likely to sink his teeth into you is a Chihuahua.
Oh, wow.
I was just reading to Al this morning this story I saw on the internet where this woman in Oklahoma was mauled to death by 7 dachshund mixes.
It's crazy.
Dachshunds.
They're still investigating what led 7, a pack, dogs in packs act differently. Something clicks in their brains.
Yeah.
But they attack this poor 52-year-old woman and she is dead because of a dachshund attack.
What?
Dachshund mixes.
Okay.
But they were still, they were 1 to 3 year old, below the knee. They were small dogs.
Is that the wiener dog?
They were just little dogs.
Yeah. They were mixed, you know, with other, like, I don't know.
It's like they have this
with wolves?
Now. No, it was like a schnauzer. I don't have it in front of me right now, but it wasn't like a...
It was a pack of wiener dogs.
Threatened by this. You wouldn't think.
I don't run away from dachshunds.
No.
But
a lot of these small dogs bite, and you say, yeah, but they can't kill you like a Rottweiler or something like that until you hear this story.
Chihuahuas can be jerks sometimes.
They're all shaky.
Short dog syndrome.
They're all shaky. You try and get close.
That was my least favorite dog to own. We had one for a while, and we had to find a new home for it.
See, Dex has been... My dog is a Chihuahua, and he can be a jerk, but to us, he's so loving.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of owning a Chihuahua.
Dex and I bonded.
The only dog that's ever bitten me drew blood. What's the crumpled up face?
Sharpay?
Yeah. And I put my hand down so he could sniff me. He's like, pow! I'm like, whoa.
There you go.
Yeah, Sharpay's not on the list. Chihuahuas are number one. Bulldog is second on the list at biting. Followed then by the pit bull, the German Shepherd, Australian Shepherd. The Lhasa Apso, what's that?
Lhasa Apso.
Which dog is that?
Wait. The Lhasa what? Say it again.
I don't know. Lhasa Apso.
It's probably 20 pounds. Usually long hair unless you get it cut, and the kind of a smushed up face.
Okay.
That one. Yeah.
Then the terrier, and then the cocker spaniel. Those are the dogs most likely to bite you.
Okay. Curtis didn't make the list once again.
The golden doodle. And another story that's hitting the news.
Yes.
And this one's one of those where everybody comes together because video came out, went viral, of this lawyer from New York who is at a restaurant at a deli in Manhattan, and he is going off on the workers, the employees, because they were just speaking to each other in Spanish. And he said that the last thing, the least you could do if you came to this country is speak Spanish. And he was threatening to call ICE
speak
on
English,
them.
Yeah.
I mean, speak English. He's threatening to call ICE on them.
He's just going off.
Like, there's an employee from the shop trying to calm him down. You can clearly tell, sir, please don't do this type. And he's just yelling at him obscenities. He's yelling curse words. He's saying he's going to call ICE. He says he pays for their welfare and for their food and that they don't belong here.
It's a lawyer.
And then at first we're like, man, he snapped. Yeah. He just had a bad day. And JC said, nope.
No, he has a history.
He went to a rally,
a Muslim rally, where somebody was speaking, and there's pictures of him flipping off some Muslim people and people that were attending that event.
Can you imagine what an unhappy, high-strung person he is?
So this video got thrown out there, and Twitter did its job.
Because nobody knew who he was.
And Sean King, he's an activist, he threw it out there and said, does anybody know who this guy is? 10 people from his law school hit him up and said, Sean, we know who this guy is. And finally, people get to see his true colors, because this is ongoing. This is not surprising, is what these people were saying.
He's just a rotten guy.
His name is Aaron Schlossberg. And his Facebook is gone. His Twitter is no longer there. He's hiding. Yeah. The only thing that is up is his Yelp. And their website. Their Yelp reviews have gone all the way down, plummeted to a 1-star rating.
Hundreds of one stars now.
And they're rating it as a Mexican restaurant, not as a law firm. So he's getting trolled on there. And you know what? Good. If you're going to go in public and do something that dumb and repeatedly do this, and people are going to catch you on camera, and he doesn't care that the camera's there. He's still saying what he believes he needs to say. And the world is not reacting the way I think he thought they would react, because
some people have gotten together up in New York.
Who's with me?
Nobody was with him. You could hear people telling him, like, dude, stop.
Right.
What are you doing?
Some people up in New York said they're getting together. This is true. And they're getting a mariachi band to go to his office today and play.
I'm pretty sure he's not going to be at his office.
He's probably making a point. Yes.
They're making a point.
I mean, his career is done.
He's done.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's done.
And didn't somebody say he didn't pass the bar or something?
Well, he said on his bio that he was a member of the Bar Association.
And
the Bar Association tweeted and said, no, he's not.
So he
just lied on his...
I wonder, a lot of people get away with lying because nobody bothers to check.
You
know?
These stories make me so happy, though, when karma finally strikes these kind of people.
Yeah.
Because we don't need that kind of hate in the world.
I don't like ugly.
If you don't like that somebody's speaking Spanish at their place of employment, cool.
Yeah, but
keep it to yourself.
Reasonable and
he's fluent in Spanish. It's on his bio. Well, unless he lied about that.
It says, habla español.
Yeah.
It says on their website. So you want to help people that speak Spanish, yet you don't want them speaking Spanish at the deli you're at. But again,
he's just a miserable person.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
You know where that comes from.
Aaron Schlossberg is that guy's name. Good looking guy, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one of those where you look at the guy and you're like,
people can be jerky.
That's very true, Kelly.
Like, buddy, you have everything going for you. You're a lawyer.
Exactly.
You're good looking. You have money. You live in New York, an awesome city, and you ruined it just because you decided to go off on people at a deli that were working hard. So I'm happy for that one. That actually made me feel good to hear that story right there.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly, I have some good news for you before we get to first world problems.
Okay, great.
Did you hear your boys dropped a new song?
My boys. Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys got a new song out. It's called Don't Go Breaking My Heart. You know we're going to get to chat with them.
I heard.
We get to chat with
them.
I'm
so excited. Mm-hmm. I don't know who's calling.
We don't know yet. It might be all of them. It
might be. One,
probably
two.
One or two or three.
Probably end up being Howie.
I would hope so.
Kelly and Howie have history.
He's my favorite.
Very one-sided history, but it's there.
Oh, he likes me too.
He does like you.
Not quite the same level.
He likes you.
No, not
you
quite.
Love him.
I love him.
She's still married.
Howie. Yes, he's happily married.
And you are
as
too.
Am I.
Yeah.
Is he still doing real estate? Wasn't he doing real estate?
Yeah, he does that on the side. He makes good money.
Did you invite him to your wedding?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't.
You should have.
My birthday last year. Remember, we went to Vegas?
Yeah.
He pulled me up out of the crowd. This other girl thought she was. He was pointing at her. He's like, no, Kelly.
Oh, Kelly.
Boom.
Get up here, girl.
Pulled me up there. That was so great. So great.
That's probably your best moment in life, right?
It's one of them.
It's right up there.
Yeah.
It was one right up there, JC. Some of the best ones.
And the wedding.
It's hard to pick one.
Childbirth and all that.
Yeah, so many great moments. I've been very hashtag blessed.
Well, you're going to have to wait until Monday to talk to them. Hashtag first world problems. Okay. Can't talk to them today. They're busy. But definitely pick up that song. I know Kelly's going to pick it up. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got a couple here from the text. I was late to work this morning because a big spider claimed my toilet, so I had to wait for it to move before I could go to the bathroom. My husband was not there to get it. Hashtag first world problems. No. Yeah, you just got to let spiders own whatever they decide to
Pretty
claim.
Much.
We can't kick them out. We can't do anything about it.
No.
This husband's making a lot of husbands look bad. Yeah, from the text, I saw this recipe on Facebook about a week ago, and I've been wanting to try it, but my husband just keeps cooking for me. Hashtag first world problems.
Dream.
Would you want a guy that cooks, Jen? Is that a big turn on?
Yeah, it's a turn on. I mean, it's not a requirement. It's just a nice little bonus. Bonus chef.
And this is a gym first world problem from the text. You guys, when I go work out, I glisten so perfectly that other girls start looking at me, and I can tell they want it, but I have a girlfriend.
That is not a first world problem.
When you have so many girls throwing themselves
an
at you because of the perfect glisten, that's a first world problem.
You don't understand what a first world problem
I
is.
I glisten so perfectly.
It's glistening too
it,
perfect.
This is not just bragging hour.
I glisten.
Jenna. I glisten so perfectly.
Yeah, you got to get the right glisten, right? My man. So many girls are staring. Too bad I have a girlfriend.
Oh, my goodness.
What's up, Kason?
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing great, man. What's your first world problem?
Okay, so me and my girlfriend, we adopted a Great Dane together.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first got him, he was in love with me. He only listened to me, and I was the only one that I could get him to do what I wanted. So I started working out of town, and ever since I came back from working out of town, he only listens to my girlfriend. Like, ignores me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a first dog problem.
They like who feeds them.
Yeah, they do.
You can, you can at least try and be a fun dad.
Yeah,
you
know. You'll get a bat, Casey.
Like, fun dog day.
You got to do the sneak them some treats under the table during dinner. You got to do those sort of things to get them back, and then tell her not to feed them.
Yeah.
Sorry, dog.
Yeah, it hurts your feelings when your dog doesn't listen to you anymore.
Curtis gets so excited when the dog sitter comes. Or I say dog sitter, this girl that keeps him. Sometimes he just jumps up and never jumps up and down to see me. He just jumps up and then she brings him back. He's like, hey, what's up?
I should tell you something.
Yeah, have you been taking him to the trail? Okay.
We'll go today.
That's good.
Yeah.
Speaking of dogs, we'll stay in that topic right there with Shelly. She's a dog groomer, right, Shelly?
Yes, sir. Hey.
What's your first world problem?
My first world problem is I have my own mobile dog grooming business,
mm-hmm.
and I'm booked an entire year out, and so I can't take new clients, and I get hate mail every single day with people mad at me that I can't take them for grooming.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, a year.
A year out, yep.
It must be good business. I called four groomers yesterday, and all of them are booked. Like, to get Curtis a bath.
Well, yeah, Shelly, thank you for your call.
Yeah.
You need to hire more people, huh?
Yeah.
You need to grow that business.
Right.
Well, the groomers you're calling are booked?
Yes.
Well, here's a different kind of booked. Hello, Miranda.
Hi.
Your first world problem involves your dog groomer?
Yeah, I took my dog to the groomer this morning, and she never showed. So I went to work, and I was looking through the paper, and her name is Bethany. She was arrested for meth today. So I guess we're going to start calling her Bethany.
Meth world problems.
So
your dog groomer got arrested for meth?
Cooking meth.
And she said her new nickname is Methany.
You missed that? Oh, my God.
I missed that.
Oh, Miranda, you already got the nickname down.
Oh, Methany. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that a huge surprise? Like, you couldn't tell that there was any
thing going on?
Any
Well, last time I was there, she was acting kind of strange, but I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
That might have been it.
Wow. Yeah, because you usually feel like you could tell somebody's doing something.
Yeah.
Not me. Part. I don't know.
Well, the teeth are a giveaway for that particular
drug. Yeah, usually.
And depending on where they're cooking it, the smell.
Well, Miranda, good luck looking for that new dog groomer.
Wow.
Methany.
That's hilarious.
From the text, first world problem, you guys. I cannot enter the Florida giveaway because we already have three vacations coming up. And we're already out of vacation time.
Right. If I won, what would I do?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the first giveaway.
You're probably the last person we would want winning the trip anyway. We're one of those
we love
that,
you and thank you for listening.
We do. We do love you. And thank you for sharing your first world problem.
That's a real first world problem.
But if you still have vacation time and you don't have three vacations coming up, do sign up for our Florida family giveaway, Flyaway. Go to KidNation.com to do that. Let's keep going here on the phones here. Hi, Amanda.
Hey.
Good morning. What's your first world problem?
I live in the South, and whenever I get in my car, I have leather seats, and I only have heated seats and not cooling seats.
Oh, man.
Cooling seats do rock.
Yeah, they do. So good.
They do.
It's probably better for girls because you guys wear the skirts a little bit thinner than us guys.
Man, I can't sit down with bare legs on stuff in the summer. I sweat. I stand up from a seat, and it's just like...
Oh, your legs stick to it. It hurts to get up.
Jenna's
leg turned. I'm going to outside, and I stand up, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, it looks like I peed the seat.
Is it like a fajita dish, too? Like, it's sizzling? Like...
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, chair fajitas.
Chair fajitas.
Leg fajitas. Smoke coming up.
Wow. Thank you for your call. Hey, Hannah.
Hey!
Oh, Hannah's got real first world problems going on. What's going on?
So me and my best friend are supposed to be getting brunch today, but we can't decide where to go because there are so many awesome brunch places.
That's a big problem.
It's a big
problem. By the time you decide, it's not even brunch anymore. It's dinner.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It is hard with too many decisions.
And it's hard when it's just when it's you two girls trying to plan something. Because girls, you can never decide where you want to eat.
It's easier with two than it is with six.
I'm surprised
or seven.
That us girls like brunch as much as we do, because you're giving us breakfast options and lunch options.
Yeah.
It's so overwhelming.
Yeah.
I've normally already eaten breakfast, so I usually go for the lunch. But to give us two meal options,
that's too much. Too many options. I can't go to those restaurants with a huge option menu.
I have to. I pre-look at the menu so I know what I'm going to get going in.
I'm a mess at Cheesecake Factory. I am a mess.
Too much.
You have Mexican, you have Asian food, you have American food, you have pasta, you have everything.
I'm going on a date tonight. I already looked at the restaurant menu.
Whoa.
Already looked at it because I hate how indecisive we can be. I just want to look. I'm just going to be like, this is what I'm getting.
That's kind of impressive.
I've at least narrowed it down to a couple of things.
Yeah. Look at you.
What?
Dating
impressive.
On a school night again.
Yeah, right?
My girl over here.
Yeah.
What you got going on now?
None.
Oh.
Sleep. Garage door repair guy coming.
I've got a busy day today.
Yeah.
Hi, Rebecca. Rebecca.
Hello. Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Hello. Hey, there you are.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Rebecca. We want to hear your first world problem.
Okay, so my son, he's four. He's been going to Head Start since he was 5 months old.
Yeah.
He's now 4 and a half and won't be 5 until September the 10th. The cutoff date for kindergarten is September the 1st.
Yep.
Yep.
On top of that, now I make too much money and I don't qualify for the program, so I have to pay for daycare for a whole year with the extra money that I earn.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on making a lot more money, though.
Yeah, that's the upside.
Yeah, that cutoff is no joke, too, by the way. My daughter's birthday is September 2nd. She missed it by one day, so her two little best friends are going off to kindergarten.
You have to get a waiver or something. Right? When it's, I mean, you might want to look into that.
I haven't broken the news to her yet.
You might want to look into that. I would contact the school. When it's like a day or two.
Right.
They might. What's one
the
rule?
The only thing is, she'll be the youngest one in her class,
and that's not always a bad thing. But okay. Kinsey might want to keep her home an extra year. Sometimes there's that side of
right.
it too.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, because then once they go off to kindergarten, then
that's it.
They're gone. They're in school.
I would look into seeing if there's a possibility they would waive that.
Because we've been planning the sit down and letting her know, hey, you're going to stay here in preschool, and your friends are moving
what's
on.
Your options before you do that. Yeah. You might be able to. I don't know though.
I think it's kind of how Big Al felt when he didn't pass fourth grade.
Yeah, and exactly. That's exactly how I feel.
You know what I mean? Like, all your friends are gone.
I went right up there with them, and then they said, we need to talk to you for a minute, Mr. Mack. They didn't call me Mr. Mack, obviously, but I didn't get to go to middle school. I had to go back to lower school.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry, bro. Yeah,
thanks for bringing back the memories.
I'm sorry. I want my daughter to know she's not the only one that has to go through these things, in case she's listening right now. Hi, Justin.
How's it going?
Hey, buddy. So you got a new sound system, huh?
Yeah, I got a sound system, and it's so loud. I'm a smoker, and I got to actually turn it down when I go to light my lighter because it pushes so much air out, it'll blow the lighter out.
Whoa!
Sound system do you have?
Dang!
Jeez!
Yeah, and I'm actually in the process right now of upgrading and making it bigger and louder.
Yeah! So you're that guy I hate at 2 o'clock in the morning getting back on the club.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, for sure. My neighbors don't like me too much.
Dang, it blows out the lighter.
You're laughing.
he likes the sound. Hey, when you're a sound guy, you're a sound guy.
Yeah.
Take a couple more calls here. We got Jeff in the house. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Doing awesome, buddy. What's your first world problem?
My first world problem is that my wife and I are used to our house being automated. So when we go to bed at night, we can say, hey, good night, and all the lights go off.
Awesome.
So whenever we go to like an Airbnb or a hotel, we actually have to reach for the light. It's a nightmare.
Nightmare.
First world problem right there. Real effects.
To manually turn the light off.
It's hard. It's hard when you have to switch what you're already programmed to experience at home.
You don't ever remember till you get in the bed and you get in the right position. You just get right spot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is it. Dang it, I got to get back up.
Yeah.
I
hate when I told you guys my life changer was that automated trash can I have. Put your hand over it and it opens.
Life changer.
Best investment ever.
$200
I don't know about best investment.
Yeah. I don't have to touch the trash can anymore. No more dirty hands. My hands are always clean.
My grocery bag works just fine.
Yeah. Yeah, Jenna just has grocery bags.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
awesome.
That's pretty, put it right over the knob on the drawer. It's well, fine. Just
except Jennifer gets to take the trash out. Under the sink, yeah. It's all good. Hey, Nick.
Hey.
What's going on, buddy? You have a first world problem for us?
Yes, I do. All right. So I wake up this morning, and I had to drive my car down to get my mail because my golf cart broke down. My didn't start this morning.
Wow. The golf cart.
You drive a golf cart to your mailbox?
How far away is your mailbox? Well,
it's a little over a quarter mile, so I prefer not to walk.
Oh, you got some property.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome. Whoa.
Love that.
You got a lot of acreage?
Yeah, I got a couple acres.
All right, good for you.
It's woods, though, but yeah.
Have you ever flipped the golf cart?
No.
Have you ever taken it off any sweet jumps?
I don't dare.
Yeah.
Oh, man, if I had all that land, I would be jumping that golf cart left and right.
Some of those golf carts, I wish they were street legal. They look really cool.
Oh, they're so cool.
Yeah.
Chrome wheels on them and stuff. You see them driving around in little gated communities or little subdivisions.
Yeah.
I want to get one, but I can't take it to the store or anything. Not very practical.
Right. I wanted a golf cart until I saw how much they cost.
Yes. Yes.
They're quite it's expensive.
It's a car. Oh,
my goodness.
It's a car.
It's like, nope. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, what's up?
Last one. What's your first world problem involving your wife?
Hey, man, so we went to visit our friends in Oklahoma, and my buddy introduced me to this PUBG mobile game, just like Fortnite, but it's PUBG.
Yeah.
For mobile, and I'm so addicted to this game, and my wife can hear me playing with my brothers and my friends, and as I'm in the process of killing somebody, she calls me so that it'll mess me up, and then I end up dying.
That's a wife for you. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. Congratulations for being married, at Lisa.
Congratulations for being married.
Hey, if we didn't get to your first world problem, we'll get to you again next week, Kid Nation. We love you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, we were wondering where this man was at.
Oh, you're looking slimmer.
Am I?
You are, actually.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if it's the all-black outfit, but
it might be the optical illusion of that T.
It's the T-shirt.
Because it elongates you.
Is that a T-shirt?
That's what that is?
I had no idea that's what this stood for.
What'd you think it stood for?
I thought it was a T on the shirt.
A T on a shirt?
I never put two and two together. I think it was part-time Justin that said, oh, T-shirt. You have a T-shirt.
Yeah.
I had this shirt like a year.
No.
I never put two and two together.
It's like the first thing I thought of when I saw that T-shirt.
Yeah, it was a bit on SNL when Kevin Hart was hosting.
Is that a Z shirt?
No. Is that an A shirt? No. Well,
let's go back to what Jenna just said. I was looking slimmer.
Yeah, please. You are. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Have you weighed?
No, I don't even have a scale.
Don't do it.
Good.
I don't even have a scale.
It's the way you feel and look, buddy.
But I'm just fast walking the dog. And doing this fast...
Intermittent fasting.
Yeah, a lot of fast
going
on. Have
you eaten healthier?
No. Heck no.
You're just eating between 12 and 6.
They say you can eat anything you want.
Yeah.
This is the best diet ever.
I mean, you still want to try to eat somewhat healthy, don't you?
Yesterday,
for heart health.
Oh!
Yeah, right.
Dude, you know me. Yesterday, I got me some of the best fried chicken ever.
From where? Anywhere?
Oh, yeah.
Just random places?
Yeah, places like a mile from the house. A little neighborhood chicken place. Got a washeteria next to it. It's awesome.
Nice.
And, man, I went home and tore it up, but I ate before 6 o'clock. And said, that man said, what's his name?
Dr. something.
Nasser.
Yeah. As long as you get in your calories in a certain amount of time, you're good, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what he said. You eat anything you want. I'm eating anything I want.
And Nassif, not Nasser. Nassif. We don't talk to Dr. Nasser. Dr. Nasser's an awful person.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.